Hey everybody, it's the Bucket Cast, hosted by yours truly, BucketReviews.com, film critic and podcaster, yes, podcaster, Danny Baldwin. If you're hearing any background noise right now, that's because I'm recording at my apartment in L.A., not in my secluded guest room in San Diego, so that noise is traffic. I live right next to the Staples Center, and it's kind of an unavoidable evil, but hey, it's good practice for the school year when I'll be recording up here full-time. I also have to speak kind of lower so nobody makes a noise complaint. But anyway, it's Thursday, so let's get into the action. Today is the day that I do my box office projections for this week's openers, and luckily, again, there's only two openers, meaning my job is fairly easy. Now, I just want to warn you, tomorrow I'm kind of overly optimistic about the year one on the podcast because I pre-recorded it on Monday with Reed because of the fact that, or on Tuesday with Reed, because I knew I was going to be up here covering the LA Film Festival, and I wanted to get in a good old Bucket Cast Subman episode for Friday. Plus, I wouldn't have much time on Monday itself. So, hey, I prepped, and it was a good idea, but I'm a little bit more optimistic about the year one then than I am now. Anyway, I still think that year one will do a pretty good opening, but after seeing the terrible reviews, it's currently at 20% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm no longer so excited, and I don't think ticket buyers will be either. That said, it won't open to the very low opening weekend of, say, producer Judd Apatow's Drillbit Taylor, which only raked in $10.3 million opening weekend. I do fear, though, that this could open as low as The Love Guru, Mike Myers' bomb, which opened in the similar frame to $13.9 million. That is kind of on the low end of what I expect the year one to do, but it's possible. This is not getting as terrible reviews, but it's similarly being considered a flop already, and that is not good for Harold Ramis, the writer-director, as you know. Then again, maybe I'm wrong. Some of the tracking services had this one tracking as high as Knocked Up or Nacho Libre, which opened to $30 million and $28.3 million in their respective summers. So what am I going to do? I'm just going to play a safe card, and I'm going to average all those numbers, and it comes out to about $20.5 million. So I think that would be a respectable, if not remarkable, gross for the year one. Probably not so good, given it does star Jack Black and Michael Cera, two of the hottest names in comedy today. More, of course, Jack Black than Michael Cera, but it's just, an okay opening. And I don't think that Legs will be good if the reviews are any indication of what the masses will think. 20% on Rotten Tomatoes right now certainly does not scream, see me, but hey, I'm going to be seeing it tomorrow morning before the festival kicks off, and I'm hoping against hope that it's as good as I initially thought it might be, but maybe not. Second opening this weekend is a movie that I already saw called The Proposal. The only problem in the way of this one doing a mondo opening, as I might think it to do, is that Sandra Bullock movies, because they often appeal to older women, tend to open soft and then have legs. So that could get in the way of a mammoth opening weekend. But I do think that viewers are hankering for a really good rom-com and will come out in droves, especially after the dreadful Ghost of Girlfriends Past did nothing to quench their appetite. Rather, it just whetted their appetite some more. And this one played tremendously well at the sneak previews, both in terms of viewer response and attendance. Mine was nearly sold out. I know that one chain that will go unspoken, that's referenced often on Hollywood Stock Exchange message boards, filled up to 88% capacity average, which is great. And viewer response was great. I mean, my house was laughing and hollering, and it really is playing well. So I think that the minimum this could do, the floors, would be 27 dresses, $23 million, or maybe even What Happens in Vegas is $20 million, but that's really on the low end. Then again, Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds, the lead duo, aren't exactly heavy hitters like, say, Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn, so rest assured this won't pull the $39 million and change that the breakup did. I'd say we're looking at something closer to $27 million and change, pulled in by, like, He's Just Not That Into You did $27 million, and that's pretty good given that this movie doesn't have the benefit of Valentine's Weekend Day as that one did. although it does have the benefit of a summer weekend. So on Friday mornings, you'll get some of the teenage girls who both love Sandra Bullock and want to see Ryan Reynolds' abs, as Reed clearly did. He has a bit of a man crush on Ryan Reynolds, as you'll hear tomorrow. This is a big summer movie, make no mistake. I also further see some comparison with Mamma Mia's opening weekend, also in the $27 million range. This won't have the same legs, granted, that mega hit from last summer did, but it marks a similarly strong example of counter-programming for women. That film went up against The Dark Knight last year, and come Wednesday, this one will play side-by-side with Transformers, which is really a similar battle. Plus, I'm really rooting for it. It's an efficient and enjoyable rom-com, so I'd say it deserves at least that $27 million. I mean, it's nothing remarkable. I talk about it further on tomorrow's show, and my print review will appear Friday morning. So, you know, I'm cheering for it. I mean, it's better than most of the crap that's pushed out these days in terms of big Hollywood rom-coms with big stars. And then, so $27 million for that. I'm just predicting the same as He's Just Not That Into You and Mamma Mia. $27 million for The Proposal. On the limited front, only Whatever Works opens. This will probably have a good opening in New York, but the pre-sales in L.A. aren't very strong. Larry David always seems to connect better with New Yorkers, of course, and it's a New York-set movie, and Woody Allen, granted, so you got the kind of East Coast vibe going on. The pre-sales I've seen at the Arclight and the Landmark in L.A. don't really... They leave something to be desired, to say the least. And plus, this is playing the Edwards West Park 8 in Irvine, which is really kind of a second-run indie venue in Irvine, and I'm amazed that the distributor, Sony Pictures Classics, settled for that. It's pretty pathetic, so I don't expect Whatever Works to make any big waves on the West Coast, may do some on the East Coast, but I'd say that over a $30,000 per theater average this weekend in its 9 theaters is kind of out of the question. I'd say we're looking at closer to $25,000, unless maybe the seniors come out in droves for the matinees and the Friday figures I'm looking at in terms of advanced sales prove wrong. So we'll see what happens with that. Also, on Sunday, Ice Age has about 300 3D sneak previews, one of which I'll be attending. And it's kind of interesting that Fox is running these, but I guess it's to create buzz around the 3D effect. That's probably it, because I can't see anyone who would want to see an Ice Age movie not having awareness of this one. So I guess it's just to create buzz around the 3D. They are not running 2D sneak previews. So we'll see how that plays, and we'll see how it is. I saw Ice Age 2 on a plane, and it seemed rather right at home there, I guess. The first one I liked quite a bit, but this one, I don't know. The second one wasn't very good, and this one doesn't look much better. But hey, maybe it'll prove to me that 3D actually has a future, as I have doubted. But anyway, this one's going to run short in lieu of, you know, trying to make sure I don't piss off my neighbors. So it is almost midnight right now. So listen to yesterday's episode, which I'm just posting now. I'm sorry about that, but the festival has turned everything out of whack. And make sure you tune into the Bucket blog to read my festival reactions of everything. So with that being said, this has been Danny Baldwin on the Bucketcast saying, Bucket out. I get handed down the news, working on the front line. Well, I never begin to choose, just working on the front line.